Many view today's election as one of the most consequential in Canadian history. Voters are considering huge issues: the economy, the housing shortage, the healthcare crisis, drug addiction, all of which have suddenly been overshadowed by the unhinged, simplistic trade war launched by Donald Trump that threatens our economy and our sovereignty. It has changed pretty much everything about this campaign. The Conservatives not only had to deal with the loss of the despised Justin Trudeau as an opponent, they had to adjust to many viewing Trump as the real opponent, and the question now being, who is best to deal with him? The polls reversed, putting the Tories in the ropes. In recent days, it appears the race has tightened. So, for those who aren't already true believers of one doctrine, you may find yourself struggling to find a candidate or party to vote for. Well, sometimes we have to hold our nose and vote for the least bad option. The main thing, of course, is that we do vote, even if it's for a losing candidate. It's how we hold them accountable. I'm Murray Wood.